Here's a story.
The world sees me as a black woman. The skewed numbers of the population is enough to really bring out that fear. I can say that for myself. The antennas go up, you know, the shields go up automatically, like, uh-oh, I'm outnumbered. I'm totally outnumbered. Who would I turn to for help? It really is one of the hardest parts of racism. It really, really messes with your psyche. We've been remodeling our house for quite some time. So last Sunday, I made one of my usual multiple weekend trips to the local hardware store in Fortuna to buy a board for a closet shelf. Was in the Ace parking lot trying to fit this 8-foot board into my small economy car when a white woman in the van next to me asked if she could help. I politely declined, but she persisted, and she offered to put the board in her van and take it to my house. I really declined that offer, but having to admit that the board was just not going to fit into my car, I gave up. I told her, okay, are you sure you don't mind? The woman said, if I cannot stop and help you, why go to church on Sundays? We loaded up the board. She followed me the short distance home. I thanked her again, and she introduced herself, and we shook hands. She asked what the board was for. I told her, she replied, we women need to do more things like that. Merry Christmas, and drove away. And I was just stunned. I was just standing there stunned. In that parking lot, I was guarded. As we drove from that parking lot to my house, my mind was full of thoughts of how this was a trick and what her real motives were. I hate being so guarded, so wary all the time, but I have no way of telling friend from foe. This time with this woman, it was so surprising and refreshing and wonderful, but at the same time maddening, because why should a simple event like that be so special, you know? And then being a lesbian woman who is non-gender conforming, I feel like I've had a lot of practice at being other, and it's painful. I think it has also given me great insight into this ism nonsense that it really is learned. It's in everything we see, read, touch, hear. It's everywhere. I mean, I think most of our dysfunctional behavior is fear-based. We just do it to ourselves. That was fear that day in that parking lot that told me, say no. How do we feel safe? Is really the question to me. How do we feel safe?